APR News, I'm May Ortega. Mesa County Clerk and Recorder Tina Peters is appealing a judge's decision to ban her from overseeing the county's election this fall because of a security breach. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Peters' attorney says the lower court didn't have the authority to prevent her from overseeing the election based on a past violation of election rules. Peters admits to bringing in an unauthorized person to take pictures of the passwords and software on the Dominion voting machines during an annual system upgrade. Peters misrepresented who he was to state officials. The images were later leaked publicly, which Peters says she didn't approve of. Her attorney says the election code doesn't mandate an official resign or withdraw from duties, even if there is a security breach. He's asking the state's highest court to hear the case. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
It's 2 weeks before Election Day, and it's crunch time for campaigns to drum up voters. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
If you're getting political mail and calls and canvassers at the door, it means that campaigns believe you are likely to cast a ballot in November. In Denver, races are nonpartisan, so canvassers have started targeting the people who always vote as a chance to earn a supporter, no matter their party affiliation. Voting records and ballot statuses are public record, so campaigns know who has voted and who hasn't. So, if you want to stop the calls and canvassers, just return your ballot. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
You're listening to CPR News.